Tonight's podcast is a little question for you. When you're learning Tai Chi, how do you find the questions that you need to find answers for? How do you figure out what it is you don't know or that you're uncertain about, where you need to learn how to fill in the gaps in your knowledge? There comes a time in your Tai Chi practice where you have to take responsibility for your own learning in order to continue to progress. If you want to take Tai Chi to higher and higher levels, to get more and more benefit out of it, then at some point you've got to take control of your own learning and be teaching yourself as best you can with the knowledge you have at the time. And what you're looking to do to improve is to find all the places where you currently don't know. That's what you're looking to do in order to improve. Some learning happens by accident. How do kids learn? They learn by playing, and by playing, by experimenting, they find things that work, things that don't. But it needs to be backed up by knowledge and theory behind it as well. It's got to be that balance, you see. And the question you've got to find the answer for, first of all, is how do you find these places? How do you start to understand what it is you don't know? And the answer for that is to teach. Start by teaching yourself. Run through what you can remember about things and see, well, start to find the ambiguities. But you'll probably find it's a lot easier if you try and teach somebody else. So if you're part of a class, part of a group, if the instructor asks you to help people who have joined the class after you, or people who have joined the class before you who are struggling for one reason or another, take your instructor up on that opportunity, because you will learn so much from it. And it doesn't have to be about you one day being able to teach the class on your own. It doesn't have to be about that. Use it as an opportunity to learn more about your own understanding, so that you then start to find more and more questions that you can then go back to your teacher and say, well, I was looking at this and I wasn't sure about this, or what do we do there, or why is that like the way it is? It's the old 5 W's, isn't it, they used to talk about with journalism. Who, what, why, where and when. But how do you find the question? That's my challenge for you tonight.